trade. It's at the top of the agenda this week, and we'll share why. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 25th day of June. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Companies are finding a workaround some tariffs. Speaking of tariffs, let's talk Instapot. The economy? Just fine for an acquisition. At a time when so many people are getting old, nursing home costs continue to soar and the future isn't good. Home prices rebound. We've got good news and bad news about that. Jerome Powell to talk rates and the Fed today. For the interview, we're with Gerald Young, the founder of Young G's Barbecue Sauce. He's in the small business spotlight. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Great, as always, to have you along for the ride again today. Well, we kick off the newscast talking about trade and why the focus of the G20 conference this week is all about trade on a global scale. The trade war is having a chilling effect on the global economy. Consider the fact that China, the world's biggest trading nation, last month saw imports from Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. fall sharply from a year earlier. Now, the 27% fall from the U.S. isn't surprising given a year of tit-for-tat tariffs, but a drop of 16% from Japan and 18% from South Korea is reason to consider the broader effects of Trump's trade policies. Now, while all eyes will be on President Trump and President Xi, leaders of other nations have their concerns as well. All of this, big economies like the European Union, China, and the U.S. are slowing for reasons ranging from Brexit to faltering manufacturing in China to the disappearing fiscal stimulus from tax cuts in the U.S. And that, of course, impacts everything. One other interesting note, China has lowered duties on goods from the rest of the world. Still, China's data last month showed it's not clear that strategy has resulted in a broad surge in non-U.S. trade just yet. In other words, what's going on is when places like South Korea, the European Union, and Japan trade less with China, their economies are impacted as well. Stay tuned. It's going to be an interesting week. Well, if you can't beat the tariffs in round one, hire some lawyers and discover some interesting workarounds. That's what's happening for many products. Some companies are taking advantage of a little-known tax law called the first sale rule that allows companies to significantly undercut how much they pay in tariffs. Other e-commerce players are directly shipping to U.S. homes from Mexican warehouses where they can evade tariffs on goods that cost less than $800. All that has prompted some companies to set up warehouses in Hong Kong and in Tijuana, Mexico. Insiders say retailers and manufacturers have crowded into the border town directly south of San Diego in recent months to set up warehouses that will allow them to mitigate how much they're paying in tariffs. But back to that first sale rule. This is how it works. Let's say that you have a blouse to produce in China. Rather than directly importing that blouse from your manufacturer in China, you can arrange for an importer who's located elsewhere, like, say, maybe in Mexico or Hong Kong, to buy the blouse for less money, say at $7. Then you buy that blouse for $10 from your middleman and then import it to the U.S. Now, if that blouse has, say, a 25% tariff on it, you would normally pay a tariff of $2.50. But thanks to the first sale doctrine, the tariff charge is only $1.75. That's because you're paying the tariff on the first lower-priced sale of the item between yourself and your middleman. So, yeah, where there's a will, there's a way. Last year, during Black Friday, there was one product that was so hot that they flew off the shelves in droves. That product was the Instapot. You've got one, right? Well, now the Instapot is being pulled into the trade war. The price of the popular Instapot would increase by nearly $38 to $187 if the latest proposed 25% tariff on Chinese imports goes into effect. All of this, according to parent company Corel Brands. The company said the higher prices were, quote, an unfair consequence, end quote, of the trade tensions because targeting electric multi-cookers will in no way assist the United States in its policy goals against China. Corel, which makes Pyrex and other kitchen products, agreed to merge with Instapot's owner, Instant Brands, earlier this year. The company is joining a chorus of corporate voices that have come out against the tariffs on $300 billion of goods that could go into effect as early as next month and will impact consumers dramatically. Today we learned that drug maker AbbVie said it will buy Botox maker Allergan for about $63 billion, grabbing control of by far the biggest name in medical aesthetics to help reduce its reliance on its blockbuster arthritis treatment, Humira. AbbVie has been under pressure to diversify its portfolio as Humira, the world's best-selling drug, is already in competition with cheaper versions in Europe and faces expiration of its patents in 2023 here in the United States. Humira, which brought in revenue of about $20 billion last year, reported the first fall in quarterly sales in years in the January-March period. So diversification becomes important. Well, the results of a six-year study by Georgetown University Medical Center is very, very grim. Nursing home prices are way up and more increases are in the future. All of this when many Americans are rapidly aging. The study says long-term care costs, in a word, is brutal. California, Florida, New York, and Texas all saw increases that far outstripped the nearly 12% rise in inflation between 2005 and 2010. That's the period reviewed by Georgetown's analysis. Additional data shows the upward trend has continued in the years since. And it's not just baby boomers who need to worry. Generation X, Millennials, and Generation Z might face an even darker old age. Rising wage pressure on a sector in need of workers is driving up costs, and unless Washington comes up with a fix, be it its own version of Medicare for All or something less ambitious, the funding for some programs is projected to start running out in the next decade. Many Americans have no idea how Medicare works, including those approaching retirement. So what is it? Now, Medicare is sort of a government health insurance policy, largely for older Americans. Eligibility generally begins at age 65, covering some of the costs of routine and emergency medical care. What it doesn't cover is most aspects of long-term custodial care, like in nursing homes, where a large portion of Americans can expect to spend their last years of their lives. And that's where Medicaid, a state-administered coverage for Americans whose assets fall below a certain level, comes in. For those who qualify for nursing home admission, Medicaid generally requires they exhaust most of those assets before qualifying for coverage. Without expensive long-term care insurance, which most people don't have, an increasing number of older Americans are falling into a financial trap. But the danger isn't only facing baby boomers. The cost of long-term health care also impacts family members in younger generations, be they financially assisting parents and grandparents or taking on additional caregiving duties to delay the admission into nursing homes. Let this all be a warning. Well, there's good news and bad news from the housing sector. Data shows that home prices in April were 3.5% higher than they were in April of last year. The good news, mortgage rates have dipped since last year, except lower rates have pushed home prices higher, which in turn keeps some out of the housing market. See what you learn here? Supply and demand, right? Hey, coming up and just a click away, it's a small business spotlight, and it's shining on Young G's barbecue sauce and its founder, Gerald Young, who says his goal is to give back to the nation, and he's doing it, he says, one jar at a time.